This podcast is brought to you by Boomer Naturals Face Coverings. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the Boomer Naturals Face Covering banner. At checkout, put in code HowieCar20 and save 20%. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Violent rioting, arson, looting of businesses and public property, assaults on law enforcement officers and innocent people, and even the murder of a federal agent. Such senseless acts of anarchy are not exercises of First Amendment rights.
Please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If you were at one of those protests, I would assume that you are infected. Worry about your 55-year-old grandfather or your 62-year-old grandmother. They can die from this virus. And by the way, you could too, but that's a separate conversation.
None of what you just said to me makes any sense.
We are not restricting people's right to protest. There are obviously significant social issues, that are present, that people feel that they need to have a voice.
Oh, I see how it is.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
So you won't say to this committee whether or not you even read the document you signed that authorized spying on people associated with the Trump campaign?
I'll explain the process to you.
If you knew then what you know now, would you have signed the warrant application?
No, I would not.
How could you sign off on something with this number of misrepresentations that the FISA court later came back and said, this destroys our trust in the FBI? You signed off on it personally. How could this happen?
Unchained and unstoppable.
And their predicate for all of this is the Logan Act, which no one has ever been prosecuted under in the history of the Department of Justice. I guarantee you today, John Kerry is violating the Logan Act.
Can I get out of here, please?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And the president will be in Maine tomorrow, Guilford, Maine. And They wanted to get him on WVOM in the morning, and he hasn't been on our show for a long time, for months, maybe longer. But we'll try to get him on at some point. And I wish we could have gotten him on today, but that's one of those things. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Howie, I was just wondering what the carbon footprint was for a Molotov cocktail. Inquiring minds want to know.
You know, that's a very good question. I don't know the answer for that. And if you set fire to an entire building, that's even a bigger carbon footprint, isn't it?
I was playing a drinking game while watching the news last night. The phrase to drink to was overwhelmingly peaceful. Boy, do I have a headache today.
Peaceful protesters. Or how about this one? The demonstration began peacefully, but after dark, .. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. With our standing observation, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, when laws are circumvented and citizens' rights are abridged, it's the duty of every American to hold those lawbreakers responsible for their actions, no matter what the consequences.
Antifa heard there was a chance to pillage, and it didn't matter to them which village. It's their job. They're a professional mob. And if people get hurt, well, that's just spillage.
You know, I'm fascinated by some of these pampered pukes. You know, like the kid in Pittsburgh that was turned in by his mom, and the guy in Chicago that had that wore a mask, but then he forgot that he had a tattoo on his neck. But there's no follow-ups to these stories. I mean, don't they understand what their viewers, their readers, their listeners want to hear? They want to interview. I would stake out that guy in Pittsburgh and wait till his mom came out. He had a job at Amazon. I wonder if he still has his job. I wonder if his mom washed his black Antifa sweatshirt or his bandana. You know, these are the human interest stories that newspaper readers, TV viewers want to see and read.
Canada probably feels like they live in an apartment above a meth lab right now.
That's a good way to put it. I like that.
Howie, Governor LePage calling. Wow, these riots are something else. Boston hasn't seen this many bricks tossed since Charlie Parker was on the basketball team.
Well, this is a good chump line today. Everyone is delivering the goods.
Yeah, I can't get my family back into Maine because of the 14-day quarantine. So I'm going to give them each a brick and a can of spray paint.
It's not bad either. You know, I talked to somebody who runs a restaurant in one of the opened counties, and thought things would be better. But you know what? They're not getting any tourists because nobody's coming up because they read and heard about the 14-day quarantine. This is just silly. I mean, what is the death toll in Maine? Has it reached 90 yet?
Can I get me a different subject here?
I thought it was a good use of the Logan Act reference by Senator Cruz yesterday at the hearing. And then he said, of course, it doesn't really matter that he's talking because that law has never been enforced. And I think I pointed this out before, but John Kerry, he's at the end of the line now. But he began his career as a political popinjay back around 1970. He was still in uniform. After coming back from his swift boat adventures in Southeast Asia, and he went to the Paris peace talks. He was not only a private citizen, he was a member of the military, and he was going to the Paris peace talks. It was absurd. I mean, it was illegal under the Logan Act, not to mention unseemly as a U.S. citizen. But what did he care? He was John Forbes Kerry. Although in those days he had a JFK accent. Later on he just reverted to his more natural North Shore Yankee
Thurston
dialect. Thurston Howell III, exactly.
When I go into a store and not wearing a mask, and when I'm challenged, they say, "Hey, where's your face mask?" I says, "I don't need one, I'm a looter."
I think I'll stick with I have emphysema. Take it up with the ADA or HIPAA.
I actually went into a convenience store this morning, Howie. I forgot my face mask. And I was like, you know what? I don't care. I got to pay for gas. Are they going to turn me down? They didn't.
You know, Taylor, I liked your column today, which is now posted at HowieCarshow.com. But when this whole thing started, you know, unlike me and Grace, you really thought it was on the level.
Well, we didn't know what the effects would be, and need I remind you, I have a pregnant wife at home, and we don't know what the effects of the virus on an unborn child are, so, yeah, I erred on the side of caution.
Yeah, I saw who was pushing it, and I did not err on the side of caution.
Double Sawbuck, did I tune in the Joe Biden radio show today?
You know, I think I'd said 20 earlier in the sentence, a counterfeit 20. That's what George Floyd supposedly passed, or there's speculation that he passed it. There's a police report. Somebody passed a counterfeit double sawbuck. So I decided to break it up a little bit. And again, I'm reading all these books from the 50s. So, you know, I'm I'm getting a little retro, that's all.
How many Tom Collinses can you buy with a double Sawbuck?
You can drink yourself under the table in 1958, Taylor. You could drink yourself and your date and another couple under the table.
He's the Howie-est Howie in town. Bump, bump.
Uh, 774, how come General Mattis didn't speak out about the injustice committed against fellow General Flynn? That's a very good question. I'm kind of surprised a little bit by General Mattis. But I guess I shouldn't be. His screed was published in The Atlantic, which has been really promoting the panic. And then they promoted the panic so thoroughly that their advertising base failed, and they had to lay off 20% of the staff. What goes around comes around.
Lovely. For a moment, I thought they said Gengis Khan denounced Trump. Then I realized it was that hero, Mad Dog Mattis, not that scoundrel, Mad Pug Madras.
Mad Pug Madras? I didn't come here to be made sport of. The chump line has taken a turn for the worse.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you may hear it at 7 o'clock tonight on Chopped Chumps. That's our podcast that we put out wherever you got your that's the messages that didn't make it on the chump line you just heard, broadcast chump. And you can get it wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every day at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, with our standing observation. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, when laws are circumvented and citizens' rights are abridged, it's the duty of every American to hold those lawbreakers responsible for their actions, no matter what the consequences.
Howie, I was just wondering what the carbon footprint was for a Molotov cocktail. Inquiring minds want to know.
Can we get a statement from Al Gore about that? Or maybe Greta Thunberg. She's kind of supplanted Al Gore. He's the Pope of global warming, but she's Joan of Arc. Right, Greta?
How dare you?
I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Unlike home security systems that are so complicated you never use them, SimpliSafe was designed to be easy while protecting your whole home 24/7. Head to SimpliSafeHowie.com and get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Why hasn't the FBI dismantled Antifa? Is it because it never occurred to them, or because they were too busy interfering in the 2016 election?
Again, it's not a black and white issue. It's kind of gray, but I'm going to go with the grayer and say they were too busy trying to frame Donald Trump.
Now 56% say they were too busy interfering in the election.
A lot of movement in the poll questions this week, Taylor. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Seems to happen right after the time the State House lets out.
You think it's Hackerama, huh?
Could be.
844-500-4242. You know, things are crazy in New York City. There's a guy named Elliot Engel. He's been the congressman from the Bronx for about 100 years. And he's got a very very tough primary race coming up against a guy named Jamal Bowman, who's been endorsed by AOC. And so he was very, very concerned the other day. They were having a George Floyd meeting or event in the Bronx, and he begged the borough president of the Bronx to be allowed to speak. And he said, this is a quote, we're not going to play it because it's just, it's too muffled. Doesn't really mean much on radio. If I didn't have a primary, I wouldn't care. That's what he said after he was told not all elected officials gathered at an event would be allowed to speak. So today, he's so desperate that he says he refuses to seek the New York Times endorsement. He's so angry about the op-ed that they printed from Senator Cotton talking about it was time to send in the regular army. Oh, okay. Paul LePage is on line four here. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. Hey, Governor LePage, how's it going?
How are you?
Very good. You're filling in for me tomorrow on my spot on WVOM, I hear.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's okay.
I am. That's right. Good.
What's going on? What is wrong? Would the state still be closed down? Would York and Cumberland and Androscoggin counties be closed down if you were still the governor?
I'll tell you, it's not just there. It's most of the state is closed down. I'm in Maine right now, and I'll tell you, she destroyed the tourism in the state. It's absolutely devastating. In fact, today I drove to Jackman, and I have seen so many for sale signs. I mean, it is shut down. A lot of people are hurt. But the reason I called you is I wanted to let you know the distribution of the votes in Maine in congressional races for the presidential. It's each congressional district gets one. But the important thing is the winner gets the other two. In 2016, Trump only lost the state by 23,000 votes.
So if he wins the state, he gets three out of the four votes, because there's no way he can ever win the first congressional district.
That's correct. So he could get three out of the four.
Yeah. Are you going to be with him? Are you going to be with him tomorrow, Governor?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm meeting him at 1 o'clock in Bangor.
Then you're flying to Bangor.
They're going to have a meeting with the fishermen on the monument out in the that Obama put out, and then we're going to have a meeting. He wants to make an announcement there, and then we're going to go to Guilford to Puritan Factory.
Yeah, and so I'm glad he's going to be with you. Anybody else that we know going to be there?
I'm not sure if the senator's going to be there or not. I just got an email just a little while ago. They've been working on it for a couple of days, and there's. There's going to be some people there. I just don't know who all is going to be there.
Yeah. I'm going to make a prediction that Senator Collins is not going to be there. And I'm going to make another prediction that you're not going to take the opposite end of that bet.
That's for sure.
What does this do for your bartending job? Are you unemployed this summer?
No, I worked on, let's put it this way. I worked on Monday, I worked on Tuesday. I'm not going to be working very much because of the heat. You know, you don't need that two bartenders. So,
do you want to take some calls?
On Monday.
Governor LePage, do you want to stick around and take calls?
Sure, why not?
Okay, if you want to talk to Governor LePage, call us somehow.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Joining us on the line for this next segment is Governor Paul LePage. He just called in. He wanted to make sure I understood how the electoral votes were apportioned in Maine. Again, it's each one for each congressional district or two, and then the overall popular vote winner gets the other two. So in 2016, Hillary got three, and Donald Trump got one. And people said, why is he going to Bangor? And he, unlike any of the pundits, Donald Trump knew that he had a good chance of winning and that one vote could make the difference. You just need to get to 270. That's all you need to do. Right, Governor LePage?
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, that visit tomorrow, you won't believe. And the Democrats, I'll tell you, Howie, it's such a great strategic move because the state is on its, it's hanging on by its fingernails.
I know.
And many businesses are closed. I've never seen so many for sale signs for motels and restaurants and tourist-type companies, businesses. And he's coming up, and it's not just the second district. It's the first district as well. And our governor's closes us so tight that come November, I would not be a bit surprised if Donald Trump wins 3 of the 4 votes.
Yeah. There's a lot of people, Democrats, in the tourism industry in Cumberland and York County. I know that because I worked in that industry many years ago, Governor LePage. They can't be happy about this.
They're not. And last Saturday, I went to a rally for opening up Maine, and there was a lot of Democrats, a lot of independents, some green people, and they're all saying, we need to eat. We have to go back to work. We need to open up Maine. And so I'm telling you, come November, there's going to be some wild surprises in the state of Maine.
One of the texters just asked, didn't Janet Mills, when she was the attorney general, didn't she sue you over your attempt to quarantine a nurse that tested positive for Ebola?
Exactly. She successfully argued that it was unconstitutional to quarantine a person without having symptoms. And so 6 years later, she not only quarantined Mainers, but she's quarantining anybody that comes into Maine. And so I've got a big op-ed that's being written about that. And then tomorrow, I've got a big op-ed about her conversation with President Trump, because she said after their telephone call that she asked two questions they never answered. So I got the audio, and we've written an op-ed. She is what I call, Howie, morally flexible with the truth.
So you're saying she didn't ask the questions she claimed she asked?
No, she asked them, but she claims the president and Barr never answered, but I have the audio where they did answer.
Oh.
And so she's going to get hammered tomorrow.
Well, lucky she wasn't under oath.
That's right. She wasn't under oath.
Let's take some calls for Governor Paul LePage. Bob Maines from Matthews Brothers. Bob, take
right,
it away.
Bob. Hello, Howie. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Hey, listen, I got to preface my remarks is that they reflect my own personal opinions and not those of Matthews Brothers, but you are 110% correct. The term I've been using, Governor, is economic homicide. This governor is out to kill businesses. That's all, and it's premeditated. It's sickening. It's inexcusable. It's unconscionable.
You're absolutely right, and the sad part is this. She has abdicated her responsibility to Dr. Shaw, and he does not understand business. And so he's going 100% medical, and he's actually gone way overboard in that respect as well.
What's the death toll? Is it? It's not even 100 yet, is it, Governor LePage?
What's that?
No, the death toll.
No, not 100. Not at all. I think it was the last I saw was 89. And and Howie, the sad part about it is she shut down the entire state. She only needed to shut down York and Cumberland. York for maybe 2 weeks, Cumberland for maybe a month. And the rest of the state should not be shut down. One county, Piscataquis County, where we're going tomorrow, had one case. And it was a younger person, and 10 days later, he's back to work.
Mm. Bob, I was hoping that the president would drop by Matthews Brothers.
Well, so was I, but unfortunately, I was able to go there. But LePage 2022, that's all I got to say. Hashtag LePage 2022.
We're going. Believe me.
All right. I hope so. I hope so, Governor LePage.
And the reason why is they need – let me put it to you this way. Janet Mills is a prosecutor her whole life. She puts people in jail. I was a businessman my whole life. I put people to work. That's the bottom line. And that's why I'm running.
Yeah. Well, she's putting people in the madhouse. They're going crazy, as they should be.
Well, liquor sales are up, way up, and so is cannabis sales.
It's a big year for coffee brandy, I guess, in the state of Maine. Thanks for the call, Bob. Elizabeth, you're next with Howie Carr and Governor Paul LePage. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hey, Howie, how you doing, honey?
Good.
And to Govy there, it's good to hear your voice. Oh my God, I was wondering if you had
thank
any.
You.
God, we miss you. You got any advice there, especially for us non-essentials there, to make it till you can get us back?
Well, I will tell you, there's another rally on Saturday and every other Saturday, and I will tell you, the larger the rallies get, the more pressure there is on her. And I will say this, last week they put a whole lot of surveillance cameras around, and the sad thing about that is the state employees were concerned that she was hunting for them.
Really?
Yeah.
So much for the First Amendment, right?
Yeah, a lot of the state employees came over, you know, when I was there, and when the state employees were coming over, they were saying, we have hoodies on not to scare anybody, but we don't want to be seen.
Wow. So where is the rally on Saturday, Governor? Where's the rally?
It's at the State House.
In Augusta. Okay.
In Augusta, yeah.
Yeah. You have any rallies elsewhere, like Portland or Bangor?
Well, they have, yeah. They've gone to Bangor. They've gone to Portland. The problem with Portland, there's a lot of rallies and protests in Portland, but it's mostly about George Lloyd right now. And so a lot of people are not going to the first district. But the second district and counties where there is no virus are really upset. I mean, they are really wound up over this.
As well they should be. Thanks for the call, Elizabeth. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr and Governor Paul LePage. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thank you so much. I feel so blessed to be able to talk to you, too. Mr. Governor, I've missed you. You were such a lighthouse up here in Maine. It just seems like the light went out as soon as you left. The transparency through this pandemic has been, or should I say the lack of transparency, has just been such a, it's been almost to the point where it's just a joke. I mean, whether it's Sarah Gideon or any other one of her thugs, they're just doing just, it's just the opposite of just what a lot of us Mainers are used to with you, Paul. And I want you to be able to tell the rest of the Maine how you would have dealt with this pandemic differently than Janet Mills.
I would have done it by 16 individual counties, and I would have only looked at hot spots. If there's not a hot spot, you go to work tomorrow. It's that simple. And I will tell you, three counties may have been closed down for a very short period of time. Portland probably the longest because they had the largest number of cases. And the other thing that happened in Maine, and Howie, I think this is so, so important for Maine people to hear. When I handed over the new budget to Janet Mills in January 2019, I had given a large increase to nursing homes because the minimum wage had gone from $8 to $12. And the reimbursements hadn't been increased adequately. So I gave them a big increase. She took that increase and gave it to Medicaid expansion and did not give an increase to nursing homes.
Which is welfare.
Now she wonders why. Half of our deaths came from nursing homes because they didn't have PPEs. They didn't have the resources to do what was necessary to protect their residents. And so I'm telling you right now, she owns that problem.
This is what happened in all the, or most of the Democrat-run states, and I include Massachusetts in there, right? I mean, New York.
Yeah, Democrat.
New York has over 10,000 people dead in nursing homes. Phil Murphy in New Jersey has the same problem. Charlie Baker in Massachusetts, basically a Democrat, 62% of the fatalities. Yesterday, Paul, do you know how many? There were 68 fatalities in Massachusetts. Do you know how many were from nursing homes? 65. 65 out of 68. And it wasn't even mentioned in the newspapers. Yeah. It's crazy.
And this is the sad part. Even in Cumberland County, the overwhelming majority are coming from nursing homes. They're nursing home deaths. So why are we blocked and locking down everybody else? In Androscoggin County, it was the big factory. And all they have to do is close the factory down, clean it out, test the people. If they have a problem, go back in, but focus on testing them and getting them back to work. But to shut them down, completely shut them down. They shut down Tyson factory in Portland, and it was unnecessary. I would have had a team, emergency management teams, that hit the hotspots every day. If something happened, we go to the hotspot, we identify the problem, and we isolate the problem. We don't isolate the population.
Let's take one more call for Governor Paul LePage. OT, you're next with Howie Carr and Governor Paul LePage. Go ahead, OT.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? This is OT.
Good.
Been a while, huh?
Yes.
Hey, we miss you. Ready? You ready? Really ready for 2022?
You got it. There's only one thing that will stop me. If I'm 6 feet under. I'm serious.
I thought your wife could have stopped you. This is you're moving closer to a definitive statement. Before, your wife could have stopped you. Now only the Grim Reaper.
That's right. Well, right now my wife's got her pickup truck, and I'm listening to country western. So she's quiet, she's happy, and she's giving me the blessing. So there's no problem there.
All right, OT. You want to say anything else to the governor?
I say yes. It's really good to hear your voices, and we're looking forward to you running.
And as soon as they open up the town hall, I will be a Maine resident again. I was a resident of Florida up until I get back, and now I'm becoming a resident of Maine, and I'm just waiting for the town hall to open in Booth Bay.
All right, Governor. We appreciate you staying with us this segment, and give our best to the President of the United States tomorrow. And you can, if you want to hear more of Governor Paul LePage, you'll be on with Rick and George on WVOM, The Voice of Maine, tomorrow at 7:30 in the slot that's usually reserved for the august guest, Howie Carr. So you're filling
Howie
in
Carr,
for me.
That is correct.
And
my
again,
give
our best to the President, too, Governor LePage.
I will do that.
Thank you.
I will certainly do that, Howie.
Thank you. That's Governor Paul LePage. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Let us welcome, with respect, the mayor of New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio, and First Lady Shirlene McCray. Again, we say respect. We said respect. Say with me, respect. 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 Respect.
And then they just start screaming at him when he steps to the platform, and that's why we cut out at that point, Taylor. Is that correct?
No, that was probably the best cut of it. I mean, he was getting moans and groans throughout his whole speech, but that was the... get the bleep out of here was the best moment.
Were those Black Lives Matters protesters or members of the New York City Police Department? Could go either way, you
I
know?
I think the de Blasio Hate Club is an all-inclusive organization.
It celebrates diversity. There's no question about that. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. It's there was a funny story in the Washington Post today, the Rosenstein story. You know, they gave themselves the Pulitzer Prize. They were pumping up this hoax over Russia for 3 years, and they treated it like it was real, and they knew it was fake from day one. So it was, they really had to write around a lot of stuff. So of course they had to say Rosenstein admitted it was a hoax. Basically, he wouldn't approve it today now that he's been busted. And this is from the Washington Post. Conservatives are likely to seize on the admission, because they either pounce or they seize, right, on the admission as more ammunition for their attacks on the Russian investigation. They could have put quotation marks around investigation, though, couldn't they? I'm Howie Carr.